News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
I'm joined by Ronan McGreevy, journalist with the Irish Times, to have a look at some of the stories. Hello, Ronan, that you may not yet have heard, and to give analysis on some of those that you have. We start off with news that we heard last week, the increase in body cam provision for An Garda Síochána. We're now seeing body cameras, 30 million quid's worth of body cameras, going to be provided to prison officers.
That's right, Anton. This is the Irish Prison Service. They put out a tender for body-worn cameras for prison officers costing 30 million euros. And this is a result of the fact that it's a very dangerous occupation. As you can imagine, there were 132 assaults on prison service staff in 2025. And
that's in a single year?
Yeah, in a single year. So the idea behind it is twofold. One, it's evidence. If there's any clash between a prisoner and a prison warder, but also it acts as a deterrent because it might prevent prisoners from attacking a prison officer if they know it's going to be caught on camera.
That underlying number, though, I mean, 132 assaults in a 12-month period, running, I mean, average 10 a month.
Yeah, that's it. So it's and these are serious assaults as well. I mean, there's also the low-grade sort of agitation that you get in prisons as well. So they've been advocating for this for years, understandably enough, and they said that it will encourage our camera interactions with prisoners, especially if they know they're being caught on camera.
Meanwhile, news that one of the UK's, well, actually one of the world's most popular TV presenters, because at one point he was responsible for the world's single most popular TV show, has announced that he is significantly ill.
Hello, everybody. I've got some good news and some somber news. Somber news, Clarkson's Farm. Ordinarily, we try to keep the show bucolic and charming and cheerful. But the final two episodes, which drop in the middle of the night tonight, they're none of those things, really. They're a difficult watch. They're really, really difficult.
And this has come, so he had to have, I think, two stents put in because he had significant arterial blockage.
Yes.
This is a new diagnosis.
Yes, and it's the bad one. It's cancer. And it's aggressive cancer, which he says is caught in an early stage. It appears to be prostate cancer, which is a good survival rate. But this is the sort of bombshell that he dropped on the fifth series of Clarkson's Farm, which is premieres on Amazon now. And yeah, he's. I suppose the only good thing to say is that, I mean, this series was filmed a long time ago. So, you know, he appeared, as you heard him there, it's not great, but he appears to be surviving.
Yeah, I believe he went on to say that either he'd be back for the next season or he wouldn't. So the fact that we know him to still be around is probably a good sign.
Yeah, and he said it was at an early stage as well, but it's a very invasive kind of a cancer. But, you know, fingers crossed for him because he's one of the best loved presenters in the world.
There is good news in terms of other reality TV show stars, because one of the most bitter and long-running feuds in reality TV, in cooking TV history, appears to be coming to an end.
At the end of the day, Gordon and I go back, let's be honest now, we go back 40 years to Gordon and I.
Are you friendly now?
Yes, we're doing a TV show together. When the press attacked my son the other week, Gordon sent me the most beautiful text. So, the Gordon Ramsay the press wants to talk about is not the Gordon Ramsay I know. Gordon Ramsay, as far as I'm concerned, is a beautiful boy.
So that's the beautiful boy that Marco Pierre White made cry when he worked for him. And then, of course, he said, I didn't make him cry. He made himself cry. And then Gordon Ramsay showed up to Marco Pierre's wedding with the camera crew and they never spoke for several decades. Best pals.
Yeah, well, you just wonder just to the extent that this is real or not. But this goes back a long, long time to 1989 when Gordon Ramsay was a young chef and Marco Pierre White was the sort of The as on his uppers as one of the most famous chefs in Britain, and
youngest 3 stars ever, yeah, first UK 3 stars,
absolutely. And he made him cry, famously, Gordon Ramsay cry. And when he was asked about it years later, Marco Pierce White said that he was obviously chopping onions at the time, but they get on well now. You know, I mean, it's such a high pressure environment anyway, and you can imagine. They probably, both of them, have calmed down a little bit since those days.
Final news, and arguably the most important news of the morning. China has unveiled the world's first self-driving toilet.
Yes. A company called Yuban is the first self-driving toilet. Basically, it's a remote control. It doesn't have a camera, but it finds its way by AI, of course, as everything does, to your bedside, and you can sit on it, and then you do your business. It's got a bidet, it's all the rest of that sort of stuff, and then it can deposit whatever it is, you deposit it into the toilet. It's costing £3,200. The one thing, aspect of this story is that it could be a help for elderly people in nursing homes and so on, you know.
I know when you got into journalism, Ronan, your hope was that someday you would have to cover the self-driving robotic toilet story.
I'm living the dream, Anton.
Ronan McGreevy, thank you very much. Ronan, journalist with the Irish Times. Dad joke in relation to toilets. You heard that the toilet was stolen from the local police station. Gardaí say they have nothing to go on. Another one on that line by text. Sinkhole has appeared in Tralee Town Centre. Kerry guards have issued a statement saying they're looking into it.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.